Simon & Schuster Audio presents Ink and Bone, a novel by Lisa Unger, read by Molly Pope.
Prologue. Daddy was on the phone, talking soft and low, dropping behind them on the path. Nothing new. He was always on the phone, or on the computer. Penny knew that her daddy loved her, but she also knew that he was almost never paying attention. He was busy, sweetie, or with a client, or just a minute, honey, daddy's talking to someone. He was a good storyteller, a bear hugger, always opened his arms to her, lifted her high, or took her into his lap while he worked at his desk. Mommy couldn't lift her anymore, but Daddy still could. She loved the feel of him, the smell of him. He was never angry, always funny. But sometimes she had to say his name like 100 times before he heard her, even when she was right next to him. Dad? Dad? Daddy? Honey, you don't have to yell. How could you not hear someone who was right next to you? If Mommy was out and Daddy was in charge, then she and her brother could eat whatever they wanted. All you had to do was go into the kitchen and take it. He wouldn't even notice. Play on the iPad forever. He would never suggest that they read a book or play a game together. Ride their plasma cars up and down the long hallway from the foyer to the living room. And it was only when they got too loud that he might appear in the doorway to his office and say, "Hey guys, keep it down, okay?" He wasn't even supposed to talk on his phone on the hike, which was his idea. As far as she was concerned, hikes were just long walks that never seemed to end. A walk with nothing exciting, like ice cream or a movie, at the end of it. It was just so that they could be in nature, which was Daddy's favorite place to be. And Mom wasn't there because it was their time to just be with Dad. "Don't tell Mom, okay?" he'd said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?